There's this idea out there that it is selfish and greedy to be rich. But I think that it's actually selfish to stay broke. Let's break it down.
You're about to be introduced to a group of fly under the radar marketers who you've probably never heard of, living life on their own terms, working from anywhere in the world. While others live to work, we work to live. We reject the status quo, the cubicle, and the morning rush hour. We don't allow a boss to tell us how to live our lives. Instead of waiting until we're old and gray, we're spreading our retirements out over the next 60 years to enjoy the prime years of our lives. We can work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. We do things differently. We work smart instead of hard. We don't trade time for money. We trade results and impact. If you had asked your parents or a college advisor if what we're doing is possible, they'd shake their heads. Yet, we're doing it every day from cafes on the beaches of Bali, mountain chalets in the mountains of Colorado, and jungle apartments in Colombia. And we're making more money than we'd ever make at a full-time job. This podcast is about one question. How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. Here's Christian.
Money, the word has a lot of connotations, some positive, some negative. It depends who you talk to. But what money is a means of value exchange. And in order to acquire a lot of money, you need to learn how to exchange a lot of value. For most people, this means learning skills to pay the bills, learning skills to help other people. And most small business owners who start from the ground up and then grow a large business do so by helping people on a large scale. They've systematically figured out how to solve problems for other people. And then you have the people who are totally broke and they're complaining about rich people and people that have money. And most of the time these people are broke because they don't have skills to provide value. They haven't taken the time to learn skills to provide value to other people. Now, we all definitely do not start on a level playing ground, right? We do not start in the same place. So some people are disadvantaged. But here's the thing. Once you are conscious enough to realize I can improve myself and I can develop skills to provide value to other people, it is your responsibility to do so. It is your responsibility to get wealthy. Number one, for yourself, you have to learn to take care of yourself. That's the best thing you can do for society. When you're starting from ground zero, the best thing you can do is learn to meet your own needs so that nobody else has to take care of you. The next best thing you can do is take care of your family. Okay, provide for your family so nobody else has to, so nobody else has to worry about them. So you take care of them, they don't have to worry about it, and they can live healthy, productive lives. So right off the bat, by learning skills and to make money, and by getting rich, you can take care of yourself and take care of your family and take that burden off society. Next, once you start making real cash, you employ people. You're going to give people jobs. You're going to give them purpose and meaning, and you're now going to teach them skills, and you're going to pay them and compensate them for it. So now how many people are you affecting by getting rich? You, yourself, your family, now your employees, then your community, okay? You're going to create more tax revenue for your community. You're going to create more health in the economy of your city, of your state, of your country. And then you're going to impact all of your customers. So in order to get rich, you have to have thousands and thousands and thousands of customers. And guess what? These people aren't going to buy from you unless you provide value to them. So now we're providing value to thousands of people through our business. Now we're paying more taxes than everyone else. And now we have resources to take care of other people. Guess what else we have? We have freedom. We have freedom to dedicate our lives to a cause, to a purpose that we care about. And then we also have resources. So now if we want to help causes, now if we want to help the needy, we have a lot more to offer than just a couple hours of our time. We have massive financial resources. We have power. We have influence. And we're creating value on a massive scale. And that is what you can do by getting rich. You have to confront your own limitations head on You have to learn the skills, the personal skills, the professional skills to provide value to a large amount of people. And you have to eat shit doing it. You have to go through so much pain to do this. And it's a lot easier just to stay broke. But I'm going to say it's selfish to do that because you're missing out on helping thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And that's how you get rich. So next time you call a rich person selfish or greedy, think twice, okay? And next time you tell yourself that you're not going to get rich because it would be greedy to do so, I want you to think long and hard about that. I want you to think long and hard about what it means to get rich, what it takes, how much value you have to provide, how selfless you have to be. And don't get me wrong, there are personal rewards and you can do it for selfish reasons, but inevitably you're going to have to help other people to get there. So go out there, make money. If you need to learn skills, if you don't have any right now and you want to learn how to help local businesses generate more clients and get paid for it, I put together a free training, christianmartin.org/free. Go check that out. That's going to teach you the skills you need to help other people. And it's going to provide you a solid foundation for the rest of your life to learn how to acquire clients and customers through marketing. Go out there, make that money, do it in a positive, beneficial way to society, and everyone around you is going to thank you, and only the haters are going to think you're selfish or greedy. My name is Christian Martin. Put in the comments below what you thought of this. Tell me what your beliefs are about money, about is it selfish, is it not, is it greedy, is it not to make a lot of money, and I will talk to you next time.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. See you next episode.